Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening from Atlanta. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I am your host, Regina Breed. I am so excited to be with you today. We are going to get right in. I'm so excited. We have the most interesting conversation today. We're going to be talking about how to develop a kind heart, a fierce mind, and a brave spirit. And I am so excited to be joined by my special guest today, Miss Kimberly Stewart. She is one of my most favorite people in the world. So first of all, let's do a little housekeeping. Let me tell you what this show is about. So we're going to be talking about how to develop a kind heart, a fierce mind, and a brave spirit. And the Webster's Dictionary says to have a kind heart is to be warm and generous. To have a fierce mindset is to be a force to be reckoned with. And to have a brave and courageous spirit, that's going to be daring and someone who is not afraid to stand up for the little guy. And so I'm so excited to welcome Kim Stewart. She is an agent of change. She promotes and enables change to happen within people, your business, your group, your organization. So ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the show Ms. Kimberly Stewart. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Ms. Breed. How are you?
I'm great today. How are you, darling?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Thanks again for coming on the show. This is so imperative that we talk about those things today, having a kind heart, a fierce mind, and a brave spirit. But before we get into the conversation, for those of you who do not know Kim, I'm going to ask you just to tell us a little bit about yourself, and so we'll be familiar and my audience can fall in love with you like I have for 1,000 years, being your biggest fan. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like many of your listeners, I'm just an individual that genuinely cares about people. I seek opportunities to intentionally cheer for others, and I gleefully champion purposeful causes, and I like to empower people to achieve their goals. And so anyone who knows me will tell you that I wholeheartedly do all that I can to consistently support those around me. I'd say I'm born to love, and it's my purpose to shine light and be a positive catalyst for change. And I just want to thank you. I'm very honored to have a conversation with you and your guest today.
Wow. Guys, you see that? She's so sweet, but we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that sweet thing, lady. Let's just jump into it because we only have a short period of time to get through all three. So I'm going to dive in, Kim. I'm just going to dive right in. Kim, I want you to tell us how did you become a person who is so positive at their core? You know, some people fake it. You know, they fake being positive. They fake being upbeat. They fake being a person who genuinely cares about other people. How did you cultivate, how did you bring forth that to be just a part of your day-to-day existence? How did you do that?
Wow, such a great question. I like how you posed it originally. How did I arrive at it? I really do believe I arrived at it. It wasn't something that I can fully take credit for. Ever since I was a little girl, I was greatly motivated to make others smile. So Many times I do this by giving a big squeeze hug or by sharing a colorful drawing, as children often do. I can remember just showering those around me, family, friends, and even strangers with compliments, right? So I was that little girl exclaiming as someone walked by, hey, mister, cool mustache, or hey, lady, I really like your dress. It's just so pretty. I mean, I think what encouraged this behavior and truly inspired me to continue, even to this day, to conduct myself in this way was the positive impact that I witnessed time and time again by those big, beautiful smiles on others' faces. And knowing that I brought about that change was just very empowering to me. Not to mention the warm, sensational, yet unexplainable feeling that I felt at the time that was growing on the inside of me. So just having these experiences, it was just so natural and easily became habitual. And, you know, over the years, as I have matured and developed, I've come to know my God-given purpose, and I understand that I was born to love, to shed light, and to use my gifts to help brighten someone's spirits and help propel them forward. So this desire that I have to be a true cheerleader for others, it's just at the very core of my being.
Wow. See, that's what I mean by people who are standing their truth. You are okay with being that person. A lot of people would be like, oh, God, she's so happy all the time. That can't be true. Yeah, I'm here to tell you guys, for as long as I've been knowing Ken, this is who she is. And so this is one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show today, so that people can hear in all of the negativity that's been happening in the press, with all the negativity that's been happening with the kids. I wanted you to come on, and I wanted you to tell us what steps can you give us on how to develop a kind heart. Because people who don't have a kind heart, they are the reasons why we are in, I want to say, the muck that we're in. People don't care. You know, it used to be a time when we had kind hearts. That was just a given. And now I don't see that. I don't see that. So can you tell us what kind of steps can we take to start to cultivate a kind heart within ourselves?
Challenging. I don't know that I have the exact steps for anyone, but I do believe that practice makes perfect, right? All become what we practice most often. So if you are intentional about developing a kind heart, just simply love others. And love looks different. It really does. It might be extending grace to someone in traffic. It could be buying a coworker an unexpected cup of coffee and just offering that person a word of encouragement on an upcoming project. And, of course, we all know that we can be that superhero to a child. It's as simple sometimes as buying an ice cream cone, right? So practice being kind over and over and over and over. And hence, I think you develop a kind heart.
Is that easy, Kim? Practice makes perfect.
For me, I think if we can think of anything else that we do, right, that's repetitive,
right,
we become good at it. Is it initially easy? Well, of course not. It wasn't easy when we first learned to ride a bicycle. It wasn't easy, as I am experiencing right now, teaching my son to drive. It wasn't easy to get out there in the traffic, right? But the more you practice, the more you repeat those habits and those steps, it should become easy. Quite frankly, I think it would be harder to abstain from showing love and shedding light. I think it would be very difficult to, like, look for ways to be mean, to hurt someone, to be spiteful. I just believe as human beings, we're born, you know, naturally to extend love, grace, kindness, those attributes. And I do think some of the experiences that we live through can harden us, but at the very core of us, if we can chip away at all of that and just walk in your truth, as you stated earlier, I just think it's simple. It's practice makes perfect. Keep trying.
Right. And I think the reason why I asked you that question in that way, because I wanted you to emphasize it takes practice. You just don't wake up in the morning and go, I have a kind heart. You cultivate that thing and you protect it and you honor it and you practice at it being that, a kind heart. And I think we have gotten out of the practice of just being simply kind. I think that is a lost art, especially here when everything is all about me. I get mine, you get yours. I think being kind is one of the most precious gifts that one human can afford to another. I truly believe that. So I like when you said, let's practice that. Let's practice being kind. You know, let the people out when they're coming out of the Kroger. You know what I mean? And you notice there's 9,000 cars behind you. It's not going to hurt you to let that one car in or stop and let the people cross the street. I think just being kind and gracious is a lost art. I really do. I have another kind of impactful question for you. What does it mean to have a fierce mind? What does it mean to have a fierce mind? Because, yeah, I know, that's a loaded question, because here's the thing. In all of your goodness and all of your sweetness, you have one of the most laser-focused minds. You have a fierce mind. And you can use that thing for good, and that thing can be used for evil, you know, when you have a fierce mind. But I want you to tell us, what does that mean to have a fierce mind, and why in this day and time should we be cultivating the fierceness of our mind? What can you help us out a little bit with that one?
Oh, my gosh, Ms. Green. I guess when I think of someone with a fierce mind, it reminds me of being like a lion, right? Ferociously focused. You got to really, really, really be focused, ferociously focused, and ready to roar, right? So lions don't scare easily, and they confidently go about what needs to be done. Oftentimes, we don't always have a determined spirit, and like lions, it's important to have a good group of people around you, a good circle of influence. Every lion needs their pride. So, you know, having a fierce mind and having a fierce mind 24/7, 365 days of the year, okay, that's not realistic, right? But the majority of the time, having a fierce mind is someone who is ferociously focused and just ready to roar, ready to just get out there and make it happen.
Right. And the reason why I ask you that question in the order is because in order to have a fierce mind, you have to be positive that I'm doing good and for good reason. Because sometimes when you're standing there in your truth and you're standing there in your goodness, everybody else is saying, get this, give me, I'm going to take this. And you're saying in your mind, that's not how we should act. That's not how we should be. And so I think when you talked about having a ferocious attitude about laser focusing and being that person, it takes a strong mind to be positive when everybody else is negative. It takes a ferocious mind to be kind-hearted when everybody else is mean. You know, mean or dismissive. And I think that cultivation of that mindset is important, because people are like sheep now. They just follow. And nobody's standing for good. Nobody's standing for being positive. And so I love the way you put that. I love the way you put that. I want to know, why is it important to have a brave spirit? Now, this is going to be the one that I think me and you may have a little conversation with. So tell me, why do you think it's important to have a brave spirit, Kim?
Well, living in our first ever pandemic and during social unrest, there are a number of reasons to have a brave spirit. Quite frankly, without a brave spirit, that which we fear can come upon us. And as a man or a woman thinketh, so is he or she. So it's vitally important to our existence to be brave in spite of everything that's going on. We can't exercise that faith. We have to surround ourselves with other positive people. We have to have a grateful heart. We have to be cautious, and we absolutely have to be safe. But I wouldn't trade an armor of bravery for a suit of fear. That's just me.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, let me ask you a question. Having a brave spirit, does that negate you having a kind heart? Can you have both?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it takes having courage to be kind. If you're going to have to show kindness and grace and love to someone that is intimidating or someone that is intentionally cold-hearted and mean, that takes courage. So absolutely, I do believe you're able to be both brave and kind.
Okay. I think so. Now let me ask you some questions. And the reason why I'm posing this in a Q&A kind of situation is because I need for people to be, you know how you get into conversations and people sway and ebb and flow in the conversation and they lose the integrity of the question. I don't want anyone to lose the integrity of the question. I want them to hear the question and hear the answer because the answer is so important to how you apply these things to a full life. So I'm going to give you a scenario. We're going to go back to being positive. How could you be positive as a parent? How could you be positive with your children? Give me one example of being positive in a negative type situation with your kid. If you as a parent, we have so many opportunities to shape and mold and change. And when would it be a situation where we would just maybe be a little negative? When could you remember in your head a time when you could have been negative and you chose to be positive and it turned out to be something for the best?
Oh, my gosh. As recent as yesterday, I mentioned earlier that my son is a beginning driver. And
we'll pray for him. We'll pray for
him. Right. Please do. He wanted to practice parallel parking, and he didn't feel like he needed to wait on me. So he took the keys and he proceeded to leave. And as I went after him, I was a little bit frustrated because I just asked you to wait, right? So all the mothers kind of understand what I'm talking about with these teenage boys and fathers with these teenage daughters, right? So
right.
I was very frustrated. It was the end of my workday. I really didn't feel like going into this long, kind-hearted speech, right? So what I said to him was, I love you. And I waited a few seconds. And I said, because I love you, while I can protect you, I want to do that. You are not yet a fully responsible driver. So I need to be present to coach you, to monitor you, and to protect you from any hurt or harm that could come your way. Because what could happen is a neighbor could call an officer and say, hey, there's this kid out here with cones, so ideally he can't drive, right? Can someone come and check? Where's the adult? And now we've got an entirely different situation. So in the future, because I love you, I need you to obey my directions. And so saw him soften as a teenager, and he respected my wishes. And then so when we practiced today, you know, it was, hey, Mom, are you ready? What's a good time for you, et cetera. So wasn't really a time where ordinarily, right, you might exercise kindness, but just starting off with I love you and then gathering my thoughts and helping him to understand why I gave the directive that I did. So I hope that answered the question or kind of shed more light.
It's so 100% answered the question and more, because what you just said was, in any, especially personal relationships, it just takes a moment. Because you could have said, didn't I tell you? And he's now mad. You're now mad and frustrated. And that does not set up for a good situation and we trying to drive my car. You know, when you said there could be someone who sees you out there alone and sees you trying to parallel park. And now you have a situation in an already volatile situation with the police. You know what I mean? And so I think that was great that you gave us that example. You couldn't have gave it a better example for that. I think that people don't see themselves being positive or kind-hearted in everyday scenarios. Okay, I'm going to put you on the hot spot again. Are you ready?
I better be.
It's not gonna be bad, I promise. I'm going to ask you, in everyday layman terms, when would it be applicable to have a fierce mind? When would a fierce mind be a plus for you, or when will it be a negative for you? You can go either way. Because I want to see if we're answering that question the same way. When would it be a great time to have a fierce mind, Kim? And that would be a good thing or a bad thing?
Wow. I think that it's applicable, as I defined it earlier, as a fierce mind being ferociously focused. I think it would be applicable and positive to wake up every day with a fierce mind. You want to be focused. You want to lay there and pray and meditate and show gratitude for yet another opportunity to go out here and be better than you were yesterday, right? So that allows you to at least put one or two things in mind to be focused about, at least for the next 2 to 3 hours. So I think waking up with some level of focus allows you to achieve more, allows you to be that powerful lion, right, that's ready to roar, that's ready to attack those tasks for the day. So I think it's very applicable to anyone that's goal-oriented, whether it's a child who wakes up and get ready for that spelling test, or it's a CEO of a corporation, he's getting ready to lead his business meeting. We need to have some level of focus. And I think it's applicable to wake up with it, quite frankly. When would it not be applicable, was your second question?
Right. Yes, when will it not be applicable?
Well,
right.
When it wouldn't be applicable to be ferociously focused and ready to roar would be when someone is talking to you from their heart, right? Because if you are sharing from your heart with me and I'm listening, if I'm ferociously focused and ready to roar, that means I'm not really hearing you. I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm not listening to you. I'm just ready to respond. So maybe then you don't want to have such a fierce mind, right? You want to kind of sit back and let it come to you and listen, take it all in, process before responding, rather than, okay, I'm focused. Okay, what did she say? Okay, she said this. Okay, I'm ready to roar, like I am on this call, right? I'm listening to you, and I'm ready to roar. But if you were speaking from your heart, I would actually have to sit back and not be as fierce and ready to speak, right? I want to be quicker to listen and slower to speak in those situations.
And which brings me, you are so perfect. I'm going to have you on. Guys, Kim doesn't know this, but I'm instituting a new set of talks that we're going to have, a series of talks. So Kim is going to be with us at least once a month, and we're going to be talking about how to institute these things, these positive things, and get our life, your mind, your body, and your spirit, because that's what we're doing, kind heart. fierce mind and brave spirit. So, Kim, you didn't realize that you were now a correspondent of the show, did you?
I did not, but I am honored. I did not.
Good job, because I just put it on the air. You see how you do that, folks? You just throw folks under the bus, and you just hope they just ride along with you just because. That's what we do here on Real Talk. We just throw the guests under the bus. But I think, all seriousness, that's when you were talking about, that's when that kind heart would kick in. If I'm talking to you and I'm pouring my heart out, that fierce mind, well, let me tell you what you should do, and let me tell you what, that would not go over. That kind heart thing that we were talking about earlier, that's when that would play in to listening to me with your heart so that you can respond to me and assist me in whatever way that would be best. So I think you answered it absolutely beautifully. Kim, we've got a caller that's on hold. And I'm going to take a real quick question. Caller with the last four digits, 4625. Caller with the last digits, 4625. You are live on the air. Hi, caller.
Hello. I don't have a question. I just wanted to say that hello and congratulations. I just wanted to say hello.
Well, hello. Thank you.
Any questions?
Caller.
Hello. Pardon me, can you hear me?
We can hear you, caller. We can hear you.
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say hello and just wanted to listen to this good news and these affirmations. And I heard such wonderful things about our guest speaker, and I just wanted to support.
Awesome. Size.
And I look forward to connecting with her.
Wow, that was awesome.
And
thank you, caller. Kim,
and
did
likewise,
you want to say something?
I look forward to connecting with you. You're so welcome. Okay.
Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you for doing well.
Okay, I think we're the caller. We missed that last little point, but thank you so much, caller, for calling in. And that leads us to this point in the conversation. Kim, we're almost out of time. Can you believe that? We are almost out of time. So I wanted to, before we get out of time, I want to tell everybody, Kim is going to be a part of the show. She's going to be one of our adjunct co-hosts. And so you can leave any comments or questions you have below at Real Talk, the link Real Talk with Regina Breed, or you can send them the questions directly to rgbreed@yahoo.com. That's rgbreed@yahoo.com, and I'll get those questions over to Kim. So, Kim, one quick, before we go, I want you to leave an affirmation that our listeners can take with them this coming into this weekend and in this week. Do you have one good affirmation for us?
I have one of my favorite quotes, which is, people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That is so good. Say that again, Kim. Say that one more time.
You're making me laugh. People really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's good, guys. I'm going to post that. And so I'd just like to thank you, Kim. You have been an awesome guest for being with us and sharing your stories and your tips and your conversation. As always, the mission of this show is to create a more united and strong community. Remember, there is no peace without justice and no justice without truth. So I'll leave you with this. Today was a new day. It has been a blessing to end another week with you with hope, love, and strength. My prayer is for that you can expect great things to happen by keeping your heart open and keeping your mind stayed on the Most High. As always, I thank you for joining us today, and I thank you for walking this journey with me. I want to leave you with this one other thing. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. Be safe, Be good to each other. Peace and blessings until we meet again. Next week, our wonderful, wonderful guest will be Felicia Sims Williams, and we're going to be talking about the 2020 election on Friday, October 23rd at 6:30. I love you guys always. And it has been a pleasure. Again, thank you for my callers, the people who called in. Thank you, Kim Stewart, who is a advocate for change and positivity. You are absolutely awesome. Be blessed. Be safe. Peace out, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on next Friday.
This song. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why you telling me?